Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 412. I'm Dave Elliott, and I better stop insinuating that Ben Grimm is gay. I don't want to lose listeners in Indiana. Oh wait, do I have listeners in Indiana? Probably not. Today, Fantastic Four, 412 from May 1996. Settling the Score with the Submariner by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So the FF arrived back at headquarters after Sue was injured by the collapsing dam last issue. That damn dam! Reed carries Sue into the building, where Johnny says that he called the doctor, Doc Clooney, to meet them there in their med center. I thought Doc Clooney exclusively worked in ERs. So they get to the med center, Reed lies his wife on the bed, and Doc Clooney is there. He's not as handsome as you would expect, and Johnny tells him, "You gotta help her, Doc." The doc replies, "That's exactly what I intend to do, young man." Like, what did Johnny think the doc was there for? To play Super Nintendo on one of their big screen TVs? Lysha asks Johnny what happened to Sue, and he tells her how she was holding back that damn dam. Reed turns to his father, Nathaniel, and gets mad at him, saying that Sue would have never tried anything like that in the old days. But that damn Nathaniel taught Sue how to increase her powers and be stronger. That bastard! How dare he teach Sue how to use her powers and be stronger? He should be ashamed of himself. He should be more like Reed and belittle Sue and treat her like the weakest member of the team. The doctor tells everyone to shut up. Sue's exhausted and she needs some peace and quiet. In another room, there's Scott Lang Ant-Man, soon to be a major motion picture, and the Inhumans, soon to be a major motion picture, and the Submariner. Hey, Subby, where's your movie? Universal doesn't want to start their own Submariner movie franchise, you fucking loser. So Scott puts the injured Black Bolt into a status chamber, telling the Inhumans that the chamber will stabilize his life signs and keep him immobile until Reed can fix that damaged antenna on Black Bolt's forehead. Reed enters the room, and the Inhumans want to know how long it's going to take for Reed to fix Black Bolt, but Namor butts in and demands to know how Sue is. Reed says that she'll be fine, but Namor says, "I shall judge her condition for myself." Why did he even ask Reed if he's not going to listen to him? Namor storms off to go check on Sue. Ben, meanwhile, is off by himself, feeling a bit like a tool. Sue has been injured, Hyperstorm is still out there somewhere, and all he can think about is the fact that he has the hots for Lysha the Skrull. He walks by a room where Johnny and Lysha are chatting. Well, she's trying to chat, but Johnny tells her, "Not now, lady." He has to attend a car rally. Wait a minute. His sister's been injured, Hyperstorm is still out there somewhere, and all Johnny can think about is signing autographs at a car show. Like, who does he think he is? Tawny Katane or something? Ben heads in and tells Lysha, "You okay? You look like a lady in need of a friendly shoulder." She says, "I'll be fine. I was just thinking about how horrible it can be to love someone who barely realizes you're alive," which she says to the guy who loves her, even though she barely realizes that he's alive. Meanwhile, Namor runs into the medical center and tells Sue he's come as soon as he could. He could have come sooner. He didn't have to carry Black Bolt into the FF headquarters. Ben could have done it. Lysha could have done it. Gorgon could have done it. Medusa could have carried him with her hair. Sue sits up and tells Namor that she's okay. There's nothing wrong with her. Namor says this event has made him realize he can no longer hold his tongue. He tells her that he loves her. We kind of knew this all the way back in issue 4, when he met her and tried to run away with her. This is not a big revelation. Sue says that she's married, but Namor replies that Reed is no longer the man she married. He's become weak and indecisive. She deserves better. She must renounce him. Reed enters the room and hears all this, and he demands Namor get away from his wife. And like now... Namor tells Reed to back off. He claims this woman for his own. And he says, "She is leaving with me, and you do not possess powers to keep us apart." But Reed does possess powers to keep Sue satisfied in bed. He also has enough power to punch Namor through the window, which is what he does, no doubt killing several people below when shards of broken glass become lodged in their brains. But we are spared those grisly details. Sue tells Reed to calm down and not be too hard on Namor, but Reed says that Namor has crossed the line and he's gonna pay. Reed jumps out the window and glides down the street. Sue is going to use a force field to stop Reed, but she's too weak. So she just falls to the floor and cries, saying to herself, "Oh, Reed, it's you I love, only you." So Namor is down on the street, with Reed gliding toward him. Namor rips up a bunch of chunks of the road and tosses them at Reed, who dodges all the rocks, killing several bystanders, I'm sure, when giant chunks of rock land and crush their skulls. But we're spared those grisly details as well. Back inside, Ben is using that Brazilian rock monster machine to change back into his human form. He's going to try to impress Lijah the Skrull. Too bad they don't have a Brazilian hot young blonde guy machine. That would really get her attention. Ben walks out, gets dressed, and someone yells out to Ben that they need his help right away. Back outside, Namor tosses a car at Reed, who turns into a spring and sends the car flying back toward Namor. Next, Reed grabs two poles and turns himself into a slingshot, slinging himself right toward the Submariner. He wraps his body around Namor, but Namor struggles and throws Reed off him. Back inside, Ben runs into the room where Scott Lang and the Inhumans are. They tell Ben that something's wrong with the status chamber. It isn't able to stabilize Black Bolt's life signs, so they need Reed right away, but they can't find him. Ben says, "Oh, he'll go find him," but suddenly, he clutches his head as he's in a great deal of pain, probably caused by that Brazilian rock monster machine. I swear, if you're gonna get a rock monster machine, buy American. Back with Namor and Reed, they go crashing through the window, landing in a department store full of customers. Reed thinks to himself, "This is insane. We're endangering innocent bystanders." He should have thought about that before he killed all those innocent bystanders with shards of broken glass. So Reed turns into a ball and bounces away from Namor, who says that Reed is a coward, proving that he's unworthy of Sue. So Reed bounces away, and Namor chases after him. And Reed, he bounces down into the subway area, and onto a subway car. So for only the second time in FF history, a member of the FF ride the subway. Johnny was the first only a few issues ago. The subway comes up and out of the ground, I guess it's going over a bridge, as Namor arrives and starts fighting with Reed. Once again, Namor says that Sue belongs to him, and Reed replies that the decision isn't up to Namor, it's up to Sue. Back with Sue, she's still on the floor crying when Lijah the Skrull runs in and asks what's happening. Sue tells her that Reed and Namor, they've gone crazy. They're fighting over her like she's a mindless trophy. Lijah says they have other problems, namely the status chamber holding Black Bolt is malfunctioning. Sue says she better go get Reed then and stop her husband and Namor from killing each other. Back with Namor and Reed, they hop off the subway train as they pass a construction site. Always a good spot for a fight. So they don't kill any civilians. So they don't kill any more civilians. They start fighting, and immediately, Sue and Lijah arrive in a flying ship of some kind. Man, they found them quickly. Lijah does say that they asked some eyewitnesses which direction they went, so they must have just followed the subway tracks. Namor is about to smack Reed with a big metal girder when Sue runs in and tells them both to cut it out. Actually, she's really telling Namor to cut it out since he's, you know, the one holding the steel girder. Reed, however, sees Sue run over to Namor, and this gives him another idea, that she prefers Namor. Namor says the contest will only end when Reed yields on bended knee. Great! First he wants to steal Reed's wife, and now he wants Reed to blow him. Lijah turns into a green monster, grabs Namor, making him drop the steel girder. Sue runs over to Reed and says that she can't believe he's acting like a love-struck teenager and that he's turned medieval on her. Reed tries to explain, but Sue tells him, "Save it, mister," and explains that Black Bolt needs his help right away back at headquarters. Namor looks over and sees Sue touching Reed, and he says, "Great Neptune, I was always so intent on my own feelings, my own needs, I never noticed how eagerly her eyes caress his, how fervently her fingers seek him, how she gropes his..." He stops there. How could I have been so blind?" he says. Kind of makes me wish I was blind so I wouldn't have to read such terrible dialogue. He breaks free of Lash's grasp and flies toward Sue and Reed, saying that if he can't have Sue, no one will. Which is kind of a dick thing to say. Reed steps aside, and Namor flies into a pile of wooden planks. He goes on to say that Reed is unworthy of Sue, and he's gonna crush him. Sue tells Reed to walk away. They have to get back to headquarters, but Reed asks for one more minute. He needs closure. He makes a big fist and socks Namor in the face once, and twice, and three times, and four times, all while saying that he understands that he should be more supportive of Sue and encouraging of her, and that he's going to change. So the Submariner seems knocked out. Sue says they better get back to headquarters, and Reed apologizes to her for treating her like dirt, which is an apology that's about 200 or so issues too late, and says that he'll make it up to her. Lysha looks at Namor on the ground and tells Reed and Sue to go. She'll take care of the Submariner. Boy, he's going to be surprised when he wakes up and finds his dick in a Skrull's mouth. That woman is like a sexual predator. Reed and Sue should not leave her alone with Namor and his skimpy green outfit. But they do. They hop on the Fantastic Car, the new Fantastic Car, whatever it is, and they fly away. Once they're gone, Lysha tells Namor that he can get up now. He was only pretending to be unconscious, and Lysha knew. She says he was being so corny, she knew it was all an act. He was trying to make Reed look good, help pump up his ego, and get him back to normal. Lysha says he did the right thing. Namor replies that it may have just been another ploy to impress Sue, and as he flies away, he says he'll be back again when the FF least expect it. He shows up four issues later to help him fight Onslaught, which really isn't all that unexpected. So that's it for March. I'll be back in April with the final DeFalco Ryan issues and the beginning of Heroes Reborn, which is the worst. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. And then a new theme song. I love new theme music. So if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Visit OneDirection.com and ask them to make me their newest member. Download some of my favorite songs by visiting 247polkaheaven.com. And ask me out on a date by visiting AmishOnlineDating.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.